Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us a part of your morning and joining us to kick off our show today, Cliff Meese. Cliff, I said it wrong. It's Cliff Meese.
Cliff Meese.
Man, it's early. Cliff, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thank you.
We're chatting about history. We're chatting about dinner this morning. And this is all a fundraiser for the Lewis and Clark Humane Society, right?
Lewis and Clark Humane Society, that's correct. We approached John Axline about coming out and doing a talk on French Woman's Road. And he selected Lewis and Clark Humane Society. So they do a lot of good work out there. And we're happy to support them how we can and you know, promote them. If you want to go walk dogs, walk dogs.
Right.
They need help.
Yeah, this is going to be a cool thing. As you said, it's a presentation on French Woman's Road. It's featuring John Axline. What can you tell us about that? I mean, kind of give us a little bit of a tease about John, about French Woman's Road for folks that maybe don't know.
So John's a historian with the Department of Transportation, and he's really an interesting guy. This is a fascinating story. I mean, we've all driven on French Woman's Road, but few know the history there. It's a murder mystery. It's the frontier. It goes back, 1800s, and I think the French Woman's Cabin is still up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'm excited for it.
Has he given you any like, hey, these are a couple of things I'm going to talk about? Do you guys get to see ahead of time anything?
I just have a little taste of it, and then I got curious, and I had to do a little reading of my own, but I don't want to spoil it because it's really a fascinating story.
It's murder, it's mystery, McDonald Pass. It's all, as we said, it's a benefit for the Humane Society. This is coming up on January 24th. It's going to be starting at 6:30 out in Clancy. It's at the Legal Tender Pub and Bistro, right?
That's correct. And so we want people to call ahead and get their tickets, $25 before the 20th, and then it bumps up to $30 after the 20th, January 20th. It's at 6:30 on January 24th.
And it's a series that you've been doing for a little bit now. How have these been going?
They've been going well. They're really fun. You know, history, food, beer. Learning with a beer in your hand is a lot of fun.
That's the best way to learn, right?
And we always have a good cause like the Lewis and Clark Humane Society. I think that's January and February. We're going to go and work with the Jefferson High School Band. January 24th is this one.
Okay.
The plate this month, we're paying homage to the French woman with a little French cuisine, chicken cordon bleu, and zucchini gratin, Yukon Gold potatoes, bread, and a salad. So
that's a full-on meal. That's a real meal.
That's a good meal for your money. And, you know, that's just for the food. But then you throw on the history and the mystery lecture. I'm excited for it. I hope we have a full house.
A real-life game of Clue all of a sudden.
It is.
Yeah, and we're saying it's a lecture series, right? Like, I think people maybe initially go lecture series. Oh, now I'm back in college, you know, and I'm sitting. This isn't right.
It's much more engaging because it's fun. It's local. It's relevant, especially this one, history and murder, a mystery. It's an unsolved mystery, really.
Yeah.
But think if you had your favorite college history course and you were able to eat an excellent meal and have a beer.
Yeah, that's a great deal. And it's something where it's a little bit small, right? I mean, you're not going to have a huge crowd there.
It's a fairly small crowd. I don't know. We get 20 people in there, 50 people in there. It depends on what's going on. But
so that makes it kind of fun. It's a
little
more intimate.
Comfortable. Yeah, we can interact with the people out there.
Yeah, and again, this is coming up on the 24th, and people need to get tickets for this. Where can they get them? Give us sort of the nuts and bolts on ticket information.
So they're $25 per ticket if you get it before the 20th. That's because we'd like a head count, so we know how much food to make. Price goes up to $30 after the 20th. You can call the legal tender, 502-1393. You can go on our website and the legal tender's website, legaltendermt.com, find our website there. You can email us, you can call us, you can contact us through Facebook, but go through the legal tender and get a hold of us.
Yeah, and as you said, ticket price going up after January 20th, but by all means, folks, you know, a few of you out there, wait until after then, because then that's extra money going to the Humane Society, but everybody can't wait because we need a head count.
We'd like a head count, but you know, come out there one way or another. We'll figure out how to make it work.
This is all coming up on the 24th. We're talking about French Woman's Road. It's a murder mystery. You can do a little bit of research on your own, but don't spoil it because, then it just makes the meal not as fun. Cliff Meese, our guest on the show today. Cliff, we've talked a little bit legal tender history series. Now let's just talk legal tender. What's going on out there?
We've been doing a lot of things out there recently. We're now open 7 days a week, and what we're really excited about is our Sunday brunch. So come on out Sunday brunch and buy your ticket for French Woman's Road on January 24th.
Yeah. What can people, we got some time. What are people going to see on that Sunday brunch?
On the Sunday brunch, I would recommend going for the skillets. It's a plated brunch. It's one of the best brunches in the area. We're just doing it on Sundays. But I think the prime skillet is my recommendation. We've been selling them.
I'll put it on the list.
Come on out.
What brunch? When are we talking brunch? What are our hours for this on Sunday?
Opens at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, and goes until when? Because 10 o'clock on Sunday—that's the days I get to sleep in.
10 o'clock till 1 is what we're doing right now. It's new, so we're still feeling it out a little bit. But 10 to 1 is what we have.
Okay. Anything else new and exciting going on out there? I've got you in here, so I might as well ask you.
Let's see. What else do we have? We're kicking off bands again. Those are on our website and on Facebook. 7 days a week and brunch is the big stuff. Banquet season. We made it through a Christmas banquet season. That was a lot of fun. So we have a great facility for dances, and we're having fun with it.
If people want to find out more about your place, easiest thing to do, just find it on Facebook. Is that
Facebook? Our website. You can call us. You can just drop by. It's a fun drive. It's a scenic drive. You know, what I like to do is take up past Blackfoot Brewery and the library through Unionville, take the back road in. You got to take it slow this time of year, but it's a beautiful drive. Drop down at the legal tender, have a sandwich, and head home.
Yeah, Cliff Meese with the legal tender. Man, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Stick around. We've got more Coffee Break coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Coffee Break is sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage specialist. For details, contact him at kellydewolf@reversefunding.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking with us this morning. And our guest to finish out the show is Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeesey. Susan, thanks for taking some time to chat with us today.
Good morning. It's a little bit brisk outside today.
Just a little bit. As Kurt likes to inform us, we've got the inversion going on. So, it's not going to get much warmer today, I don't think. But, Susan, you announced here pretty recently in the last few weeks that your current term is ending here in 2 years.
716 days.
Yeah. Not counting, but Susan knows the days, and you're not going to be running for re-election when that term is up. So I guess talk yourself up here. I mean, what do you think you've brought to the commission since you started this thing? And I guess it was 2013.
Yep, 2013, June 4th. I have loved serving on the Lewis and Clark County Commission. I love to come to work every single day. There's never been a day that I wasn't pleased and grateful and honored to be here. I love the work. Really enjoy working with my colleagues. But the reason that I announced that 2 years early that I wouldn't be running was so that I wanted to be able to give people in Lewis and Clark County who live in District 2, that kind of runs down through the center of the county and up north, clear to Augusta, a legitimate chance to come and learn over the next 2 years about what this job is like and what it entails, and get a chance to learn the issues, meet my colleagues, perhaps form some sort of relationship. Because if they decide to run for the job and they prevail, I wanted to make sure that whoever got the job really understood it and really, really wanted it. Instead of just, you know, filing at the very last minute and maybe not know very much about the issues, I want whoever sits in my chair the next time to really bring a love for the county and familiarity with its issues.
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
I just love my job. I have no idea what I will do when I go home. But whoever follows me, I want to give them the very best chance of success, because if the commission succeeds, the county succeeds.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big commitment, and it's a pretty long, I mean, it's a six-year commitment. That's
a
long time.
It's a six-year term, and by the time I will have finished my service, I will have been in the job for 7.5 years, and it'll be 7.5 years since I've really lived in Augusta, because I only get I live here in Helena during the week, and I go home every weekend, but I'm going to need to reintegrate myself into my small town of 287 people. I sure hope my husband lets me come home full time, but I hope I can find work to be useful, and because I'm not a sitter, knitter, or quitter, so I hope to find something useful to do.
I expect we'll still keep seeing you in the chambers, just in a different chair.
Maybe. I hope so.
So who is the right person to take over that role? I mean, who is it? Give us your ideal person.
I will. Well, what a great question. Thank you. The ideal person should be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, clearly, but you have to be relatively bright. You have to be able to really work hard. Be willing to be surprised every single day, because I learn something new every single day. An open heart and willingness to work with people with whom you don't necessarily agree, but you need to be trustworthy. You need to be good for your word. You need to have an open mind. And one of the things I can guarantee to whoever my successor would be is if they would have an opportunity to work with Jim McCormick and Andy Hunthausen, and you're not going to find two finer individuals, even though we disagree from time to time and pretty vigorously, but this is a person who needs to understand what it means to have the public trust and to work with public interest in mind. In my own personal dream world of who I would like to see, I'd like to see somebody rural. I think that's one of the things I've been able to bring to the commission. Even though I was born and raised a city girl, you know, I've been married to a rancher, and I think that those kinds of experiences and attitudes have been helpful, because what works in Helena, very well in Helena, may or may not be successful in Wolf Creek or Augusta or Lincoln.
So what should someone interested or maybe wondering if they just might be interested in sort of tickling something? I mean, what should they do? What are the steps to find out more about that position?
You know what? Start coming to our commission meetings. They're Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. Drop by. Give us a call, any one of us, and we'll show you around, introduce you to some of the department heads, and give you a chance to learn about some of the issues. And for sure, you know, listen to your news media. We're really fortunate in our area that we have people who actually cover real honest-to-God news and maybe not so much the Kardashians.
Right. Well, you're more interesting than the Kardashians.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
So
me and Angelina Jolie.
Right. Let's switch, because I don't want to run out of time to to talk about this because it is important. We're not quite to the spring yet, but we're not really in winter yet either, I guess. The county taking a proactive approach to flooding this year. We know it was a problem for a lot of people last year.
Sure.
There's a three-part series of workshops coming up, right? What can you tell us about these?
Well, the very first one is on January 24th. It's a Thursday evening. It's at 6:30 to 8:30, and it's being put on by the Water Quality Protection District. And the event is Thursday the 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 at our Redeemer's Church, and that's at 3580 North Benton. It's a Thursday, January 24th, and what we're going to do there is talk about flooding and how it happens and why and some of the science of it, and in a way that we've not done in the past. But the whole purpose of this series is for folks who live in the flood-prone areas will have a better understanding of why things happen and what they can do to protect their own property. Because, as you know, from time to time, when these floods occur, you know, it has been flooding there since Noah. And one of the things that people will learn about is why that happens and what it means to be in an alluvial fan, which is fascinating stuff, and why the floodwaters are so unpredictable in their course because they don't always take the same route, mm-hmm. And why that happens and why dredging is probably not the right answer. But we're going to be giving a lot of information to people about how they can protect their own property. Because when we get public money, tax money, or grant money from the state or federal government, that money is to be used exclusively so that the county protects the public infrastructure, like schools and roads and bridges, and not to help, you know, a person who lives in the valley whose private property is being affected by the flood. So we're going to be emphasizing that and helping people to become more flood aware.
Yeah, because this last year, the county did sort of pony up some funds out of, mm-hmm. you know, pulled it out of other places and said, we understand there's an issue, it's emergent, mm-hmm. we want to help.
Right.
But there are some potential legal snafus there just waiting to happen.
Exactly. And so one of the, you know, later on, as you mentioned, there are going to be a series of three different events. And one of them we'll be offering a sandbagging class, how to sandbag, and so that people can purchase their own sandbags. And, you know, we've got the whole list of, you know, there are about 20 places in Helena to buy them. But how to position them correctly, because actually some of the sandbags that we gave away last year, you know, to all comers were used in ways that were grossly inappropriate and caused bags that we had provided at no cost to private property owners were sometimes used in a way that channeled water from one person's property onto another, and they were using county-provided sandbags to do that. That opened us up to some liability, so we will be discontinuing that practice.
Yeah, so people just need to be aware and they need to be prepared.
Right.
What has the conversation been with the Commission on Flooding? I mean, we're hopefully not facing what we did a year ago.
Right.
But you don't
Well,
know.
Not this year. I mean, you know, because we don't have the snowpack, but of course it will happen again in the future. And so we have invested, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in flood mitigation studies, and we are, as funds come available, putting some of those flood mitigation plans into place, and we are always on the hunt for more money, and piece by piece we will do what we can to mitigate the effects of the flood, but we will never, ever, ever be able to prevent flooding in that area. It has happened for thousands of years, just due to the topography. And so, the best we can do is to mitigate the mm-hmm. effects.
And so, once again, for people that missed it, we've got something coming up. It's on the 24th. This is the first. It's going to be the first of three different, I guess, workshop maybe is the best word for them. What are the nuts and bolts of that one again, Susan? It's on the 24th.
It's on the 24th, and the different aspects of that will be a lot of education and the science, which is actually not too wonky. It's going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee that because it's a fascinating subject and it's going to be presented in a way that everybody's going to be able to grasp. But it's going to be out at Our Redeemer's Church, 3580 North Benton, on Thursday, January 24th, 6:30 to 8:30. Then the next one, just to put it on your calendar, is February 28th. And that's where we're going to talk about all the updates of our projects. It's going to be at the same place. And then on March 2nd, there'll be a really family-friendly fair where we're going to have like sandbagging lessons and contests and all different kinds of things. We'll also probably be talking about wildfire at that same time.
We're already almost to that point.
I know it, but I'll tell you what, we're loving this open winter and we'll love it right till the fires start.
Right. Then we'll be screaming at the sky, why didn't you snow?
Why? Yeah.
Susan Goodgeese, County Commissioner, our guest this morning. We've got about 4 minutes left. And one thing that the commission talked about here recently, if we switch topics quickly, a proposal for the False Creek acquisition. It's sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They're trying to purchase 440 acres of ranch land. And what happens if they're able to do that, it opens up something like 26,000 acres south of Augusta to the public. It gives access to the Dearborn River, the Bighorn Lakes up there. That's open right now for a public comment period. Can you explain to us what is a public comment period and how do people go about finding information about this is what's proposed and then telling you, here's what I think about it?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is an amazing project. And since 2008, after Lewis and Clark County residents voted to fund up to $10 million of bonding for an open space initiative, there have been probably 10 or a dozen projects that have come forward. This one, by far, is my favorite one in that it provides public access to some of the best elk hunting, I believe, on the planet. And even though it sounds like that's a lot of money for 440 acres, the county has committed to $1 million at this time. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has, I believe it's $870,000. They've got another year to come up with a total asking price of, I believe, $2.4 million. But the county buy-in at this time is $1 million. And so after but what makes this so exciting for people in our area is that if you live in downtown Helena and you love to hunt, but you've not been able to access the 26,000 Forest Service acres that are back behind this particular parcel, you'll be able to go back in there and hunt for in some of the best elk habitat in the world. And the corridor through there is this 440-acre piece. Unbelievably beautiful. Unbelievably beautiful. I've been there. It is amazing. I can't recommend it highly enough, but this is one of those projects where this really benefits people who work hard to pay their taxes and who love to hunt and get out, and also if they love to fish. I guess that the comment period is now open for the next 30 days, and people who want to say, yay, I support this project, or heck no, I don't want you to spend my money on that, you can make your comment and just send it to Lewis and Clark County, 316 North Park. And you can send it by email, you can send it snail mail, you can come in directly and your comment will be taken. But, you know, we're looking for people's opinions about this. The opinions that have been coming in have been positive, but certainly anyone who has a different point of view is certainly willing, or we're very happy to hear what you have to say as well.
Yeah, so we're just a bit under those 30 days. Let's say 3 weeks. You got three weeks left,
right?
If you want to get your comments in for that, but
sure,
Commissioner Susan Goodgeese.
Oh, I'm sorry. And
no,
don't
go
forget
ahead.
Don't forget to look at our website. you know, that will have it. Or you could even Google Falls Creek acquisition, and it'll come up with all the pertinent documents. If you get a chance to look at the photos on there, they're just mind blowing. It is an absolutely gorgeous piece of property.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. So if you have comments one way or the other, that's what our commissioners are there for, is to sit and listen to what you believe is the right decision. And then they gather that information and decide what they believe is the right thing for the community. So Commissioner Susan Goodgeesey, she's only got 716 days left. But she spent one of them here with us. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP and sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage funding specialist. Kelly DeWolf at reversefunding.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.